Architects restoring San Fernando Cathedral in San Antonio faced a dilemma: how to preserve the historic building and religious traditions while accommodating modern worship needs. The restoration team included a liturgical consultant, design architects Rafferty Rafferty Tollefson of St. Paul, Minnesota, and associate architects Fisher Heck of San Antonio. Rededicated in 2003, the cathedral now serves parishioners in a glorious setting that honors its 18th and 19th century roots. Colonists from the Canary Islands laid the cornerstone for San Fernando in 1738. A simple Spanish colonial-style church with thick walls constructed of stone rubble and mortar. It stood at the heart of town and of Texas history. In the 1870s, French architect François Giraud enlarged the church. He replaced the original front section, creating a large new nave with the old colonial church as the altar area. Outside, Giraud added a dramatic stone facade topped with two bell towers. By the late 20th century, large cracks in the walls and falling stone ornaments signaled an urgent need for extensive repairs. Workers reconstructed collapsing colonial-era arches and preserved the original thick walls using advanced techniques to remove moisture. Today, the interior inspires awe and wonder. Newly painted ceiling panels brighten the entire worship area. Reconfigured pews create more open space. New lighting shines upon restored statues of saints. Three new retablos, elaborately decorated walls of niches and panels, replace the long-destroyed originals in the apsis of the old cathedral area. Mexican artist Leonardo Soto Resendez designed the retablos in the Spanish colonial style. The side apse retablos represent old and new world patron saints. Decorative carving on the 22-foot-tall center retablo is covered with sheets of shimmering 24-karat gold. It's the backdrop for a crucifix surrounded by statues of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.